Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living. The doors are open and the center is here for you today. I'm Randy Carlson, and we've got a really very practical program for you. You know, so often we focus on intentional living. It's about things that you want to do, places you want to go, things that you feel God's leading you into. But what happens when all of a sudden you get blindsided in life? Things are kind of moving along, and all of a sudden there's a diagnosis of cancer or some other illness that sort of takes you back, and you have to start thinking about, now what? What do you do in your marriage, in your life, when all of a sudden you've been blindsided with a diagnosis you never thought was coming? You never really thought it was around the corner, and there it is. In the case today, we have a story of one of our contributors to Intentional Living who got the diagnosis, my wife, has cancer.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You've probably heard him on the Intentional Living Minute, psychologist Dr. Greg Jantz. Well, Greg and his wife, LaFawn, join Randy to share how they together battled through her diagnosis, illness, and the treatments for breast cancer. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right, thank you. And we're going to get to Greg and LaFawn here in just a moment, in a quick moment, because we want to hear their story. They're right in the middle of it right now. And when we think about living intentionally, you know, you don't stumble into feeling peace and freedom in your life. We don't stumble into that. The reality is we get there by living intentionally, and even trusting God is an act of saying, I choose to intentionally trust Him. And it's an act of our will. It's an act of a decision that we make in our mind and our heart to trust Him. And so getting intentional when things are tough is also very important. It's not only when things are great and happy and wonderful that we should be intentional. When things are tough, even more so at times, we need to be very intentional. We're going to get to Greg and LaFawn in just 1 minute.
This is Betty Garrett, founder of Caregivers for Cancer. One way you can be intentional in your caregiving is to live in the present. Forget about yesterday and don't worry about the future. When my husband Gene was diagnosed with cancer a second time, we didn't know we only had 9 months together. Gene was blessed with a wonderful sense of humor and a heart as big as Texas. We knew if God gave us 10 years or 10 days, we wanted to make the most of our time together. This can be difficult, especially when you have doctor appointments, radiation, chemo treatments. But here's what we did, and it may work for you too. We tried keeping things as normal as possible. We would rent our favorite movies and hold hands. We would walk as far as he could, but we still held hands. We played cards, and yes, we became selfish with our time together. And when Gene became too weak for any activity, we would hold hands and pray together. For Intentional Living, this is Betty Garrett.
That's good. Thank you, Betty. Appreciate it. You know, Dr. Greg Jantz, you hear him on the air from time to time as he shares some really practical things as a counselor, mental health counselor, specializing in parenting communication strategies and so on. But today, Greg joins me and you as well, along with his wife, as a husband today. And Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us both today, Randy.
We appreciate it. And LaFawn is on the line as well. LaFawn, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we're talking about getting blindsided in life, and sometimes it can happen lots of ways, but sometimes it's through a diagnosis you didn't anticipate. And we've already set the stage that you guys have had that in your life. Tell us a little bit, LaFawn, about when you learned that you had breast cancer. When was it? How did that hit you? And then Greg, as a husband, how'd that hit you?
Well, Randy, it was 2 years ago, almost exactly, when I had just returned from a health retreat in California, feeling really good and had lost some weight and just had a regular mammogram, didn't expect anything from it, just kind of popped in the door. And unfortunately for me, they called me back and that same week gave me the diagnosis of breast cancer.
What was that moment like when they told you that?
You know, it was while it was surprising, I just had a sense of peace. I couldn't believe that it was me, and yet I recognized that it seemed like many women around me were receiving a diagnosis of breast cancer. And so in some ways, I wasn't completely surprised. And perhaps because I had just been to a health retreat, I felt like I had some ideas of what I was going to do next. Mm.
Now, Greg, I'm a fixer. I know a lot of men are. What was your response when you got that news?
Well, you know, you go through the shock, and my thinking was too. Well, are you sure? I mean, and of course you ask, well, how bad is it? And you go into all these kind of just what ifs. And we have two young boys. They were a little bit younger. They're 12 and 15 now. And you just start thinking about, and you think about, how's my wife going to be? And so for me, there was a lot of just questions that, you know, I didn't have answers to. I did come to a place where I go, okay, I'm going to make sure she gets the best care. We're going to get through this no matter what. But that point didn't come right away.
Yeah, it takes some time, I'm sure. What was it like in those early days? I mean, for the two of you, as far as your communication about this kind of thing, what were you going through?
Well, you know, there were, Randy, you know, there were days where I, you know, I had heard of others who would just crawl in bed and pull the covers over their head. So I tried that, and it did feel good for a moment or two. And then you pull, you know, you sort of come to a place where you realize that it's not going to go away, and it's something that you have to figure out and find your way and journey through, and you certainly don't want to be alone in that journey. So we both, I think, dealt with it in our own ways, but also felt very supported by, you know, my husband and the friends that were around me, and we did a lot of research together. We looked at all the different possibilities for treatment and basically took our own best advice of, you know, what we had directed many, many people for many years through our organization, the center, to do when looking for a good counselor. You scan the market, you see who's out there, you gather information, and the answers usually come through going through that exercise.
I was wondering for you, Greg, as a counselor, I know myself, and you know, working with people over the years, sometimes we like to fix people, we like to fix things, you know, and all of a sudden it's home where you guys need to talk some things through. Did you find that was a difficult process for you, Greg, to work through your own feelings on this?
Yeah, I think there were many times it was difficult, and it forced me to look at things in my life that I needed to change and make different, and so it created for me just a real personal evaluation, and I'll tell you, one of the things that really struck me was how much I love my wife, mm-hmm. and see, it's difficult to even still talk about it, but you come to a point, you realize how important this person is to you, and you will do anything.
Yeah. Do you worry, Greg?
I did worry. I did reach a point where it was much less. And there was some awkwardness even of you want to be helpful, and you don't always know if you are, and you want to always make sure that, you know, you're doing the best thing, but it's awkward in that you worry if even what you're doing is helpful.
Mm. Well, I want you guys to hold on for a minute. I want to come back, and I want you to turn the corner a little bit and talk about what you've learned through this process about priorities, about marriage, and about your relationship with Christ. Where you are today, LaFon, what you know, where you are to maybe encourage others. And we're going to get back to you in just a moment. But I want to share something with you guys and with our listeners, a voice that you're probably going to recognize because Dr. Greg Jantz is one of our contributors that helps us here at Intentional Living with some great content, helping us be intentional in areas of our life. And in fact, here's one of the spots that Greg has recorded for us. Take a listen.
When you were a little kid, did you ever think there were monsters under your bed? Did you stay really still and hope they wouldn't see you? What are your monsters now?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
As adults, our fears are harder to get rid of. They don't go away when we turn on the lights. Sometimes we do the same thing we did when we were little. We freeze and hope it'll all go away. But in reality, movement is the key. Move your mind, move your body, even move your spirit. Do the things that brought you joy in the first place and find new ways to open your mind and heart. Sometimes it's as basic as going for a walk. Maybe it's doing that thing you keep procrastinating on. Maybe it's a scary conversation. Whatever you do, just move. Move in close to whatever you're afraid of and stare it down. Each movement makes the monster smaller. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
That's good stuff. That's Dr. Greg Jantz. You hear his spot on the network and around the world online, and one of our contributors here at the Intentional Living Center. But he's joining us today in a different capacity. He's joining us as a husband. And he and his wife, LaFon, are on the line talking about the diagnosis of cancer and what that's done in their marriage. First of all, I want to say thanks, Greg. You always have good stuff to share with us on your spots. And I appreciate you making the time to do those for us.
You got it. It's important.
All right. Tell us a little bit, LaFon, in your own journey. What has this done in your spirit, in your relationship with Christ? You're growing spiritually. What have you learned about life through this?
Well, you know, that's huge. I have just, I would say number one is really knowing that God is on my side, that He is not the one that gave this to me, and yet He is the one who has truly turned it around for good in my life. And honestly, I would say it's the best, worst thing that has probably ever happened to me, and probably the best, worst thing I could think of ever happening to my children, in my children's lives and in my marriage. And I can just see so many ways that God has used this situation and truly, truly has turned it around for good. And knowing those things going into it and having constant reminders that He has never failed me, He has always seen me through everything, and He will see me through this too, I think just gave me the confidence and energy to make it through some of the really, really hard stuff that anyone would go through, not just with the diagnosis, but with the actual treatment of it and the reality of what that means during that season of time that you're experiencing, you know, the effects of the chemotherapy, the effects of surgery, and just the effect that all of that has in your relationships. And it truly has been an awakening. It's been a process of awakening to so many areas of my life that, you know, God wanted to do a great work in, and He has not He's not failed in doing that, and doing it beautifully. I'm truly grateful.
Well, Greg, you know, I think we all heard the tears a moment ago as you were talking about the LaFon, and what has this done to you as a husband, as a man in your marriage? You know, what journey have you been on these last couple of years?
Well, probably multiple journeys, but one of just making sure that my life is in order and the order for my family, and the great gratitude that emerges. And, you know, I am so grateful for every day. So it just puts a new perspective. My personal investment in, like the life of my boys and my wife, to really, really be there for them and be who God wants me to be as a father and husband. I mean, I've just been, hopefully, I've been on an improvement plan.
Yeah, we all need that.
It really challenges anything that might be out of order or needs your attention. You know, if you look at it that way and you embrace the opportunity for growth and change, it relents, it gives way to that. It's sort of, yeah. You know, the little spot that we heard about facing down the monster.
Yeah.
You
right.
can either try to run away from it and hide from it and ignore it and pretend it's not there, or you can just really turn around and face it and benefit and receive all
Absolutely.
The great benefits that come from that. And it's truly brought our whole family down to our knees. Down on our knees,
yeah.
Which even prior to diagnosis, it's really the right way to live
Absolutely.
Before God. And so I would say the gift is that more than ever, I can see that my boys and my marriage and my relationships are rightly ordered. And that is such a good feeling. Mm. So good.
Well, as you guys know, many times when this kind of thing enters into a marriage, instead of drawing a couple together, it pulls them apart. What do you think, Greg, has been kind of central? What has been the thing that pulled you guys together as opposed to making it more of a problem or pushing you apart in your marriage?
Well, for me, it was addressing just some personal issues in my life that I needed to address, keeping my life healthy. And I think there's been a real desire, and LaFon mentioned about just the right order and just having life in order. And so for me, that's been a real motivation. I think there's a new joy. Certainly have this gratitude, and I have a different optimism about the future. You know, and there's still sometimes unknowns, and you know, LaFon had a follow-up MRI test today, and you know, this just sometimes unknowns that you, but it's a part of keeping things in order.
Mm, amen. Well, listen, I'm going to let you guys go, but I want to pray with you. Is it okay if I pray with you right here that God will bless you guys? And thank you, Greg, for your service through Intentional
yeah.
Living, and pray for a good result on this, LaFon, for you guys, and that I know many of our listeners will join us in this. Father, I do pray for Greg and for LaFon, this couple who love you, love each other, obviously, and have a commitment to their family. The discussion today was about your goodness and your protection and provision in LaFon's life and in this marriage. Today is a focus about being intentional, because this couple certainly are being intentional in their relationship with each other and with you. And we thank you for them, and I pray you'll just bless them and give a good result for this MRI. And we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Thank you, guys, for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for walking with us.
And
thank you.
We appreciate you guys. You know, it's interesting. Greg is busy with his business and his ministry. That's not the issue. You know, when push comes to shove, it comes back to these relationships. Comes back to the power of God moving in our life. Comes back to being intentional. And so we thank Greg and LaFon. We've got many calls. We're gonna try to get to one or two more here before we run out of time today. Getting intentional. At the point when you need it the most, when you get blindsided with that diagnosis you never expected.
Holiday travel plans, gift lists, church pageant practice, Christmas sugar cookies, and peanut butter fudge. Oh my. These are all good things, but they all mean one thing. Christmas out of control.
You've lived through Christmas on autopilot for years. This time, let's take a new direction. When you make your gift this month to the Intentional Living Center, ask for the new gift book, Made to Thrive at Christmas. Scripture, fresh, meaningful traditions, and intentional ways to enrich your relationships. Celebrate a Christ-centered Christmas. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com to make your gift this month and ask for the book, Made to Thrive at Christmas. Our gift to you this month from the Intentional Living Center.
Amen. You know, listen, so many of you have been responding to this Made to Thrive at Christmas. We're just packing them up and getting them out to you in the mail. And Dawn is here to attest to that fact. They're on their way out the door. Aren't
they are.
Packed up and on the way out, because Christmas
out every
is
day.
Coming.
Yeah, and people want to get these before Christmas so they can send them out or enjoy them themselves, and that's what we want. We want to get it into your hands mm-hmm. before the holiday.
And it's our gift to you as you share a gift with us. And you know, about 20 or 25% of all of the support for this listener-supported ministry come in the last 2 months. And the clock is ticking, and your support really, really is valued. In a very practical way, your prayers and your financial support. We want to say thanks with Made to Thrive at Christmas time. A book will get to you to say thank you for your support ask for it when you go online, right?
That's right. Go to theintentionallife.com to make your gift. Whether you want to become a member with a monthly gift to Intentional Living or a single gift, we'd love to get Made to Thrive at Christmas, the book, into your hands as our way of saying thanks. Go to theintentionallife.com. Let us know you want to receive it, or let us know when you call 888-888-1717 and press number 4.
And if you'd like to do it in the old-fashioned way, through the mail, right?
What's the mail?
That's, you put a stamp on the envelope and mail.
I've seen those things.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the museums. Sorry, United States Postal Service. But you can get our address. Probably the best way is get our address online, right?
Yeah, go online, and the address is right there, as you would make a donation if you prefer. Yeah. The number and the address is right there.
Just mention it. Hey, send me the book, Made to Thrive at Christmas, with your gift, and we'll get it to you.
That's all you have to do.
That's it. TheIntentionalLife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, the Intentional One Thing Challenge can be all about your faith, your finances, work, family, or like today, your health. If you're facing serious health issues, you really need to be intentional. So share with us what your Intentional One Thing is. It could be a 30-day challenge, or it could be a lifelong challenge. Either way, we'll pray for you. Go to theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Greg and LaFon share more with Dr. Randy about their battle with cancer. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Black Friday, we get up way too early, fight through crowds for things that honestly just don't matter that much. Well, this year, I'm buying something that will help put my family on a strong spiritual foundation for the new year. I'm going online to buy the Word for Your Life gift pack.
From the Intentional Living Center, the Word for Your Life gift pack includes a 90-day devotional book and the chronological Bible. The gift pack makes a great gift for someone you love or yourself. Each day, important truth from God's Word and the devotional bring everything into focus for your life. And right now, save 34%. Go to theintentionallife.com and order the Word for Your Life gift pack. That's theintentionallife.com.
Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
Yes, indeed it is. Thank you, Mr. Kurt. Appreciate it. Today, you know, hearing Greg and LaFon Jantz share their story, and we let them go because they have a busy schedule, but pray for them. And I think as you hear their story, what an encouragement that if you're faced with a diagnosis that you got blindsided with, and listen, the lines have been busy. We're hearing all sorts of stories coming in we can't get to on the air, but the principle here is get intentional. You know, what does intentional mean? That means that we know that God is an intentional God. He loves you, that he has a purpose for everything on this planet and for your life, and that he will care for you. We believe that. And you have to make a decision. Are you going to trust him or not? That's an intentional decision on your part. And as you do every day, Lord, I choose to be intentional in trusting you today. That's a decision, and that's what we're talking about. Okay, blindsided with a diagnosis you didn't expect. Julie is in Florida. Welcome to the program, Julie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What was the diagnosis that blindsided you guys?
Easter weekend of 2012, I actually was working, and I was 36 at the time, and was diagnosed with major heart attacks, like on the job, almost died.
Wow.
If I hadn't gone to the doctor, they would have found me dead on my mail route.
So you were having the symptoms, chest pains or whatever, and
yes,
and thought, well, I'm 36, it can't be a heart attack.
Exactly. And, you know, who, like, 36-year-old white women do not have heart attacks. It just is unheard of. Oh. And my cardiologist is flabbergasted by it.
What have you learned? How long ago was this, Julie?
2012.
Couple of years. What have you learned through this process?
Well, Jesus really, really used it to show me that kind of playtime was over. I had always walked with him, but I kind of wander off now and then, and you're like a yo-yo. He would pull me back, and then I would wander off again, and then he'd pull me back again. But, I mean, just in the last year and a half, 2 years, he has moved in my life and shown me ways to give and to be his hands and feet that I would never, ever have thought of on my own. Mm. And he has completely shown me this is my purpose. Because I asked him in the hospital, okay, why did you save me? Because I had two blockages. I wound up getting two stents put in. One was a 95%, the other was 75. And the cardiologist told my husband, she should have died. She shouldn't be here. Yeah. So I'm asking him, okay, Lord, what's up? Why? What did you save me for? And he's totally shown me. Mm. And it's to be intentional, to be his hands and feet, to spread his love. Right. And I've been doing it ever since. And now my husband's on board, and my children are getting involved. And there's a girl at work who I introduced to Family Life Radio one day because I told her I don't listen to secular music. And she's like, oh, that's really impressive. Well, then now she is a full-time listener as well.
Fantastic.
So it's, I mean, it's just, it's snowballing and spreading, and it's a joy to watch. It's wonderful.
You know, I think of, boy, it's quite a story. You don't expect that with a 36-year-old female, but it happens. And I think of the Apostle Paul when he talks about three times he asked the Lord to take away whatever that thing was, his physical challenge he had, and God left it with him. And why? I don't think just to abuse Paul. There was a purpose. And sometimes the things that we get in life we never anticipate, we never expect, are very humbling and certainly drive us to the priorities. And as Julie says, living intentionally. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate your call.
This is Betty Garrett, founder of Caregivers for Cancer. One way you can be intentional in your caregiving is to ask for help. I know it is tough, but you cannot do this alone. Create a list of tasks, writing down things people can do for you, such as going to the grocery store, picking up the laundry, taking the kids to school, sitting with your loved one while you run errands, or they can even take your car to be serviced. There are a zillion things people can do for you. You just have to ask. Remember, it is a position of honor to be asked, so please let others help you and your loved one. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength, yet it is tough to do. Self-sufficiency is not going to get you any more stars, but it will get you a trip to stress land. Accept your limits and share the responsibility with family and friends. Develop realistic expectations for yourself and others. For Intentional Living, this is Betty Garrett.
Thank you, Betty. Hey, listen, we're out of time, but only for today, because next time we're going to continue our discussion on taking more of your calls about what do you do to be intentional when you get blindsided in life. And join the discussion on Facebook online. It's very busy activity, and we'll be back next time with more of the same kind of discussion on getting blindsided and what to do intentionally. I'm Randy Carlson for the entire team here at our Intentional Living Center. God bless you.